Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, my radio listeners. I thank God for being able to come before you this morning. I give God the praise, the glory, and the honor because he is, praise God, the one that makes it all happen. He's the one, praise God, that we need to look to in these perilous times. I'm here this morning, praise God, to bring a message to you and a word, which is an end-time word, praise the Lord, that you will know, praise God. And if you could just look around and look around you in the atmosphere and the things that are happening upon the face of the earth, you would know, praise God, that perilous times are upon us. We are living in perilous times. And this morning, the message that I want to bring to you, praise the Lord, is just that. We are living in perilous times. And I know, praise God, that many of us, praise God, don't want to hear about that, don't want to try and overlook it. But listen to me, my friend. I'm here this morning to instruct you and to warn you that the times are upon us and the time is not really on our side. You must understand, praise God, that the Lord's word has been spoken. And know what, my friend? It has come to pass, and it is coming to pass. The word of God is true all by itself. It doesn't need your help, my help, or anybody else's help. We just got to understand that the word of God is true because he said it to us in from the beginning, that there will be times of things of coming upon the face of the earth that has never happened before. And I want to let you know it is happening just like that. But this morning, Father, as I come to you today, I come to you this morning, Father God, asking, Lord, that you would forgive us of every iniquity, sin, and shortcoming. And God, those that do not know you in the pardon of their sins, Father God, open their hearts that they may know that you are going to return. And Father, you are coming back for those, praise God, that is yours. Father God, help them, praise God, to realize they must repent and be born again, that they may not, praise God, die but live. Father God, help them, praise God, to realize that you are God, praise God, that you spoke it and you will bring it to pass. You're not a God that you lie. You need a son of man that you need to repent. But, Lord, I pray for those that this morning that do not know you in the pardon of their sins. Help them, Father God, to reconcile and to come to you that they may have life and have it more abundantly. You said it in your word, that if any man be lost, he is lost, because the devil has blinded him to the truth. And this morning, praise God, I want to bring the true word of God before the people today and let them be the judge. I thank you this morning, praise God, for your love. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercies. Ah, Jesus. I thank you for keeping me and mine and blessing us to see another day, because this is the day that you have made. Help us to rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank you this morning, praise God, for that. Lord, I praise you. I bless you, Lord. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you going. I bless you coming. I bless you in the house. I bless you outside of the house. I bless you on the housetop. I bless you, praise God, around the house. I bless you, Father, for you are worthy. And this morning, praise the Lord, I'm going to come to you with just a brief word and a message. We are in perilous times, people. We are in perilous times. Now, let me explain to you, as we can go, praise God, to your book, get your Bible, get your pens, praise God, get your iPad, get whatever. But come, praise God, and hear the word of life. Hear the word of God. Hear it and receive it. Amen. But this morning, I'm coming to you from 2 Timothy 3 and 1. Now, this is what the word starts out with. It says, this know also that in the last days, perilous times not going to come, may come, should, but shall come. 2 Timothy 3 and 1, shall come. Means it happened. It has happened. Now, the word contains a warning of imminent dangers. And there are four things this morning I want to try to get to you, praise God, to let you know about. And the four things, praise God, the first thing is this, the manner of the warning. This know also. That's what he said. First is the manner of the warning. This know also. Secondly, the evil itself that they are warned of. Perilous times. And thirdly, the way of their introduction, they shall come. Yes, yes, yes. Listen to that. Listen to that. They shall come. Not that they won't be, might be, but it shall come. And the fourth thing is the time and the season of it. The time and the season of these warnings. And they shall come in the last days. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, that the Lord is saying they're going to come in what days? The last days. We are living in the last days. The man of the warning know this also. Then thou, Thomas, said unto them, others instruction which I have given to them, be how to behave thyself in the house of God. Whereby thou mayest be set forth as a pattern unto all the gospel ministers and the future ages. I must also add this, my friend. This know also, it belongs to the duty and the officers to know and consider, consider the impending judgments of God that are coming upon where? The churches. Yes, the churches, my friend. Do you not know the Bible said judgment shall begin at the house of the Lord? Yes, it is in the book. He said judgment shall begin at the house of the Lord. Now, we must understand, praise God, we hear all these things going on in the church. Judgment will start at the house of the Lord. And so as the justification, praise God, of my present, praise God, design, if God enables me to undo it, I share here for permits this. I will give permission that it is, but it is the duty of the ministers of the gospel to foresee and take notice of the danger. You see, praise God, there's no time no more for preaching the unwatered-down gospel. It is time to preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to save the souls of the unsaved. Many are going to fall into condemnation because they have been taught a lie for years in this thing they call church. They've been taught lies. They've been taught hypocrisy. They've been taught to feel good gospel. You know, sound good gospel. But it's time now to preach the unadulterated gospel and to let the people know that the churches are falling, what they're falling into. And the Lord, and Lord, help us, praise God. Help us and all our ministers to be awakened to this part of our duty. And your duty is to tell the truth, the whole truth to the people. Quit lying to the people, because it has become a thing now. They'd rather hear a lie rather than the truth. Nobody wants to hear about the world coming to an end. Nobody wants to hear about hell is real. Nobody wants to hear about you must repent, because they never heard it before. And if they did, it was maybe once or twice, and then it was died out. Then they covered it up. But I want to let you know something today, my listeners. So I want you to take heed to this word, because the Lord is saying to us, we need to wake up, praise God, and you know that God said it, set it forth. In Ezekiel 33, in the parable of the watchman, he warned men of approaching danger. Just like he's saying today, warn them for me and to let them know that my word will not fall to the ground, but it will go out and accomplish that in which it has been sent. And God is sending the word to the world today, because we are caught up, praise God. We're caught up in ourselves. We're caught up in make-believe gospel. We're caught up in the amen status. Everybody's hollering amen, amen, amen. Amen to what? To what? You have no salvation. You're not saved. Jesus is on his way back, and you are still not saved. You are still pretending to be one of his. But I want to let you know, he said, let the wheat and the tare grow together. Let the goats and all of them stand together. But he'll do the separation, because there will be a separation. He's saying to us today, we must be warned that the approaching danger is upon us. And truly, God has given us the law. And if we are warned, praise God, if we are one, praise the Lord, and realize that we are to be warning the people of the danger of the Lord Jesus Christ and his return, then God can see. But see, you're not warning the church, praise God, it's an approaching danger. They have shut down. We're discharged. We're discharged from our duties. We don't want to preach the truth anymore. We don't want to let people know. All we do, we have innocent blood required to our hand. The Spirit of God foresaw neglect and adapt to grow up on this matter. And therefore, the Scripture only prospers duty on the one hand of the one that will tell the truth. And the other, praise God, have innocent blood on their hand. He says, watchmen, what time is it? You see, during that time, praise God, Ezekiel had watchmen on the wall to see the enemy coming into the camp. But we have invited the enemy into our camps, into our homes, into our churches, into our lives, into our marriages, into our businesses. The devil is filtrating throughout. Praise God, things that belong to those that say that we are the children of God. But I want to let you know danger is coming. I want to let you know that danger is coming and the warning is being sent. You need to seek the Lord while he yet can be found, because there will come a time that he will not be around. He cried out, the Bible says. He cried out, the Bible says, praise God, in Isaiah chapter 21, verse 8. He cried aloud, my Lord, I stand continuously upon the watchtower. A lion is in the imminence of approaching judgment. The lion has roared. Who cannot tremble because of the roar? Says the prophet Amos. It is the duty of the ministers of the gospel to give warning, impending danger. Let people know that Jesus is going to return. You can't stop it. It doesn't matter whether you like it. It doesn't matter whether you want to hear it. But it is true. The word of God is true. And then the apostle speaks unto Timothy, speaks unto him also, to us also. He says, for you also know, this you should know. It is a great concern, praise the Lord, for the Christian professionals and the believers of all the churches to have their hearts very much fixed upon the present and the approaching of danger. We have inquired so long about signs and tokens, praise God, and evidence of deliverance, praise God. We sit and make believe. We're not concerned about the Lord. We praise him with our lips, and our hearts are far from him. Persecution is upon us. The duties of all the believers is to intend and to be, praise God, and we let people know that we are in imminent danger. I mean, we're in danger, people. This world is coming to a fix. This world is coming to an end. This world is getting ready to be destroyed. And if you don't know who Jesus is, you're going to be destroyed in this world. Amen. I thank God, praise God, because what he is saying to us today, there shall be no abounding error, no false teachers. Many shall say, Lord, here is Christ. And they're going to say, oh, no, here there go Christ. He said, well, do not go, because Christ is not coming that way. There shall be also prophecies from holiness. People, not everybody doing everything, calling it holy. But it is not holy. You're kicking against the prick. They want to say, oh, you can do what you want to do now. The day, praise God, of Solomon and Gomorrah is here again. Did not the word of God say that in my return, in my coming, there will be as the days of Solomon and Gomorrah? He said, praise God, they will be given in marriage and marriage. It's happening. But I want to let you know, you can celebrate all you like to. You can dance, you can hop, you can put a rainbow across your door, you can put a rainbow on your head, you can put it across your face. But I want to let you know, my friend, Jesus is going to destroy them all. That's all right. Let them laugh, let them be gay, because they are burning hell later. Amen. Yes, that's what I said. They will burn in hell later. That's right. Do your laugh now, because you will do your crying later. But it's okay, praise God. There should be a prophecy, he said, from holiness. Nobody wants to live holy anymore. There should be distress of nations, and nations shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom. And there should be a great persecution. What is going on now, my friends? They're killing the Christians. They're beheading them. ISIS, they're killing Christian people. They're going in, they're taking out families, they're taking out churches. They're hating. The Christians are hated. This is what the Bible says. Read your book. This is not, praise God. You don't have to go to a palm reader, my friend, to read this. All you need to do is pick up your Bible and you read it and ask God to give you understanding. There shall be great persecution, said the word of God. He said, praise God, look what he said. And they shall persecute you and bring you before rulers, praise the Lord. And they shall be, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. That shall be a great token of God's warm wrath from heaven. Signs in the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars. Yes, the Lord who will acquainted believers how they should look for his coming. He tells them all of the danger. Be intent upon these things. I know you are adept to overlooking them, but these are the things that you ought to be intented with and upon. Not to be sensible of present, you know, the present of perilous season. It is the security which the scriptures so condemn. And I will leave this with you in short under these three things. It is the fame of the heart, which all others, God don't most, he most, you know, he most harbor things. Nothing is more hateful to God than a secure famine in perilous days. You see? God tell you what to do. He said, that would be perilous time. You can't stop it. The president can't stop it. This is his day. This is his time. And he will bring it to pass. He said, I will not fear to say this and to go with it as to my own sense of the day of judgment. A secured person in perilous season is assuredly under the power of somewhat predominant lust, where it appears or not. The world is covered with lust. Lust. Lust is killing. Lust is destroying this nation. Lust. Yes. Her Jesus. He said it, praise the Lord. He said, because when I come, wherever I find you, I'm going to appoint you your portion with the hypocrites. Because why? You're a plain church. You act like you holy. You want to look like you holy. But you're not holy. You don't even know who Jesus is. You don't even know him for yourself. You're not him. You don't know him. That's why he said, you don't know me. You don't know my voice. And I don't know your voice. You're a stranger to me. You serve me with your lips. But your heart are far from me. I beg of you for your sake and my own soul that you will be sensible enough and affected with the perilous of the season wherein we are cast. What they are. If God help me and give me a little strength, I shall show you by and by. Secondly, there is the evil and danger itself that forewarns us. And that is her times, perilous times, time of great depression, time of great difficulty, times of troubles, like those of the public plague, when death lies at the door, time that I'm sure we shall not all escape. We shall not all escape it. So you going about it, praise God, because you see the day is sunny, it's a beautiful day out, place where you stay, probably you got everything you want, you're riding good, looking good, eating good, but I want to ask you this one thing. If God should call you home today, would you go and be good? Would you go to the good side or the evil side? I would say no more. How? Because is that what I shall principally speak? Further, the manner of that introduction shall come. We have no word in our language that will express the force of original, the Latin expression by it. You see? Imminoso, imminodo, imminoso. The coming down of a fowl unto the prey. Now listen. They do not say perilous times will come. Although they what? Procrastinate future events. But perilous times shall come. Here is the hand of God in the business. They shall come to be instant in their coming. Oh, it's going to come and it's going to be instant. The danger part about it, my friend, we don't know when he shall appear. We don't know how he's going to come. But you must know he will come. He said it, he will do it, because he's not a God that he should lie. If he said it, he will do it. He don't lie about anything because he's a God of truth. We must understand, praise God, we're living in perilous times. We're married, we're giving in marriage, homosexuality is on the wall brink. They're doing everything they want to do, men sleeping with men, women with women. Praise the Lord, no children. The children is affected because what they see, they do. I tell you, praise the Lord, God will repay. Don't you ever think, my friend, that you are getting away. Because I want to let you know, if God's going to let you get away, then he better go wake up Sodom and Gomorrah. He needs to go wake up, praise God, Pompeii. Yes, and he needs to go wake up Atlantis, or the city of Atlantis. But he did not spare them, and he will not spare you. He will not spare this nation. There are perilous and in consequences, which is the judgment of God. And when men do not receive the truth and love of it, but have pleasures in unrighteousness, God will send them strong delusion to believe a lie rather than the truth. It is a description, praise God, of how, praise God, they did in the days of old. It came upon the world. Men professed the truth of religion, but did not love it. They love unrighteousness and ungodliness, and God sent them what? He sent them poverty. He sent them danger. He sent them, praise God, judgment. Yes. That is an interpretation of the place according to the best design. We will not profit from the things that are going up on the face of the earth, my friend. You will, Mike said, and like it. You will praise God because will you profess, praise the Lord. Confess the truth. And at the same time, love unrighteousness. The consequences is secure on the superstitious ungodliness. This is the end of such a perilous season. And the light, and like I said, it may be said as a temporary judgment, which I need not mention. But we ought to greatly to mourn for the public abominations of the world, of the land of our native wherein we live. I would only observe the place, like Ezekiel said in 9, God sent out his judgment and destroyed the city. But before he set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sought for all the abominations that were done in the midst thereof, you will find this passage, references, praise God, in Revelation 7 and 3. Hurt not the earth. Don't hurt the earth. Neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the service of God in their forehead. I would only observe this, that such only are the servants of God, let men profess what they will, who mourn for the abomination that are done in the land. The mourners in one place are the servants of God in another. And listen to me carefully. And truly, brethren, we are certainly to blame in this matter. We have been almost well contented that men should be as wicked as they would themselves, and we sit still and see, praise God, what would come of it. Christ is not pleased. The saints have shut their mouths. They have shut down. They don't talk about the righteousness anymore. They enjoin and encamp themselves with the world, trying to fit into the world. I believe the Bible said, don't be a part of the world. Be in it, but not of it. You must stand for Christ at any cost. Tell the truth at any cost. You must preach the right word at any cost. Because when you do not, praise God, follow the commands of God, listen to me carefully. You have blood required to your hand. It does not matter what it's mama, brother, sister, wife, cousin, daddy, sister, brother, whoever. You must tell them the truth because God will not spare any. He said, if I did not spare for the devil and his angels, neither will I spare you. God is coming back, my friends. The Lord is going to return. He's going to return with vengeance in under his wings. I tell you, my friend, if you do not know who Jesus is, you need to get to know him immediately. And when you get to know him, stay with him with all that you have, because the judgment of God is upon the face of the earth. The Lord is going to send forth his wrath. And when he sends forth his wrath, he's going to take the good and the bad, because I want to let you know something. If you are standing for Christ and you are in Christ, you know where your relationship is. You know where you will be in eternity. But I want to let you know, everybody turn their face to God. They turn away from God because they don't want the Lord anymore. They don't want him. They don't want him. They don't want him for anything but what he can give them. They don't want to serve him. They don't love him, and they don't desire him. But I want to let you know, this means, praise God, that he will have the last say-so in the matter. I tell you, praise the Lord is saying to me today, let them know for me, oh, I shall return. And I, Jesus, thank you, Lord, I shall return. I shall come back. I shall. I am not a God that I lie. I am a God of truth, and I speak the truth and not lie. I want to let you know today, my friend, considering, praise God, the events, praise God, that has shaken the world in recent years, we shouldn't be shocked to hear that this is the meaning of the second Timothy 3. Dangerous, harmful, high risk periods of time have already arrived. We're living in a generation that face world threats like no other generation has ever known. As also, the Holy Spirit was correct in what he was saying, trying to tell us. Beware and take heed. beware and take heed. We are living in an age, praise God, that will be marked, hallelujah, by perilous world events. Uh-huh. Let us therefore be wise people, protecting your minds, your family members, and every other area of your lives by renewing your mind with the word of God rather than hiding in fear. Rather than hiding in fear. Get God's perspective about what we should be doing to help people who have been victimized. We're not to be fearful of this time, but warn them for me. When I come, wherever I find you, he says, I'm going to appoint you your portion. I'm going to give you what you deserve. People, Jesus is soon to return. He's coming back. He's not a God that he lies. He's not going to continue to delay his coming. He's coming back. He's coming back just like he said he would. Yes. But the Lord is saying to you today, I'm here with outstretched arms. Come to me. Come to me. If the Lord destroyed a world with eight before, he will do it again. He will do it again. Yes, Jesus. Oh, Yaba. Thank you, Lord. Yaba Baba. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I will do it again. I'll come and find the righteous, and I'll leave the unrighteous. But he will do it again. Only a few will be saved. That's what he said. He said, narrow is the way. Narrow. There's a narrow path to walking and coming into the presence of the Lord. It's narrow, not broad. Amen. I pray, praise God, that you get a word, praise God, get an uplift from this, praise the Lord. It's not about me. It's not about who's bringing it. It's what I'm bringing and what you need to receive. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior that you may live and not die, because perilous time is upon us. It is upon us. And we must, praise God, take notice. It's the spoken life, the spoken word of God that has been spoken. The word don't lie, and it does not change. I pray, praise God, that you get an understanding of the word of God. He's saying to us today, I'm coming back just like I said I am. And to all the unbelievers and all of the doubters and all, praise God, of those, praise God, of the speculators, you need to know who Jesus is. Get the Lord in your life so that you may live. You see, we've been told a lie all these years that this is the real world. But let me help you out with that. No, it's not. This is a temporal world. But the real world is in the spirit realm, is where you real spirit realm. I thank God, praise God, for the word today. I thank God, praise God, to let us know that we are in perilous times and the times are coming. It's upon us like never before. We have been always well been contented that men should be wicked as they would themselves, and we sit still and see what would come of it. Christ has been dishonored, the Spirit of God blasphemed, and God provoked against the land of our natives, and yet we have not been affected by these things. I can truly say and sincerely, I bless God. I bless God. Ah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I bless God because I know that he's real. I know that he's real. And I want to pray, continue to praise God for those of you, praise God, that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Get him while he yet can be found. But there will come a time you will not find him. You be blessed. Have a good day. Bye-bye.